Good morning. It's still morning. Is it good?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. All right. You guys start school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Excited?
Kind of.
Kind? Excited? Okay. I didn't hear from you. What do I have here? Don't know what it is? No? If I had a chain on here and a long rope, oh dear, I just got it all over me. Yeah, oh well. This is an, if you have a boat, you need it.
Anchor.
Good. It's an anchor. You know how anchors work? You get a rope or a chain tied to there, okay? And then when you want your boat to stay in one spot in the lake, you throw it overboard. And then as your boat drifts, this part eventually catches on something, a rock or in the mud or whatever, and you can't pull it anymore, and your boat stays put. Even those big, big, big cruisers, huge boats or whatever, the ships, I guess they're called, many stories high, they have several of these that are very, very large, much larger than this, and that can keep a big ship right where it is. You know who is also called our anchor? Jesus Christ, you're right. He is our anchor because an anchor keeps you safe. Very good. Anchor keeps you safe and it keeps you connected. Because if this, if you disconnected this from the boat, what would happen? Not going to help you at all, is it? You're just going to drift. But if our life is anchored to Jesus Christ in heaven, then what? We're not going to drift away. Sometimes, though, we do, but we're still connected to the anchor, and we will always come back to him, okay? So Jesus will never let us drift. Nothing can separate us from him and his love. And so if he's living in your heart, which he is, because you were baptized and you believe in Jesus Christ, you are connected to the anchor of eternal life now and every day, wherever you are, and he will always be there to hold you secure, okay? All right, thank you. I don't have a worship bulletin this morning. One didn't come with that, but maybe next week.